Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:22. Time for What's Bugging You. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Greg, I'm going to start it off.
Go for it.
What you got?
I'm terrible with names. Never forget faces, but I'm terrible with names. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give a shout out to the guy that made my job yesterday, kind of emceeing and sharing duties, hosting the Betsy Pepin Golf Tournament for Habitat for Humanity, basically, mm-hmm. at Golden Ocala. What just a fabulous place, great time. But I want to highlight Michael Allen. He's the COO of Pepin Companies, and he made my job extraordinarily easy. He had everything printed out, you know what I mean, and organized and all that.
Bugged you?
It bugs me that I I called him Mark.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I'm trying to give the guy a shout out because he impressed me.
Right.
And
I get
and
that.
He's also, you know, a fan of the show, and he was very complimentary of that.
And then you call him something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that would bug me if I were him, if he called in.
Well, I hope it doesn't bug him, but hopefully we've clarified. Michael Allen, thank you for all of your help and for the cause of which the people are so dedicated to, this Habitat for Humanity and Pepin Gives. So, a great time was had by all yesterday. You got anything bugging you?
Yeah, this whole trying to find the cheap car for Blake has been an ongoing thing and frustrating. Again, teenage driver, you don't want something expensive, you want something cheap, but hopefully somewhat reliable. What's kind of irritating, it feels like, man, 90% of people selling a used car, let's say Facebook Marketplace, mm-hmm. are just car flippers. They don't know anything about the car unless somebody told them. Not always totally honest about everything. You go up and you're like, that's the car you described on the... I showed a picture of the car when it was brand new. It was an 8-year-old car.
I've seen that before. In other words, they pasted, they clipped and pasted or whatever.
Yeah, well, they just put that on their ad.
Right.
And it's like, well, yeah, it looked like that 8 years ago. All the paint on the roof is gone now, but yeah, it looked like that 8 years ago. And that's not an exaggeration. Seriously. It's been really frustrating. Just trying to find something cheap, you know. Grandma quit driving, going to sell the family car, whatever.
So easy in the old days. Paid $400 for a 71 Ford Torino when I was 16 years old.
And it ran.
Ran great.
See?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's been our frustration.
Yeah.
Well, and we thought we had one, and literally, because Blake was out of town the weekend that we found it, we wanted to drive it. He'll be back Sunday, whatever. Literally, the day before he got back, the guy texted me, well, the air conditioning quit working. Well, I'm glad we hadn't bought it because we'd have been stuck with that bill. Took it to his mechanic, ended up selling it to his mechanic as is because he didn't want to put the money into the car because I guess he would have had to then raise the price that he agreed to us to sell it to. But it's been that kind of thing too.
Yeah.
It's just frustrating.
But I got to tell you, my first car, and this was in Southwest Florida, so it was hot. The AC didn't work. That's, you know, one of the reasons, well, probably why the guy was selling it. I got a good deal. But yeah. When you're 16 or 17 or 18, and you don't always get air conditioning, you got to do what you got to do. To me, But yeah, easy for me to say. All right, what do we got here? Let's go to Steve. Good morning. What's bugging you?
That Greg would say he's looking for an older car and then say an 8-year-old car. Come on, man. That's just getting in the market for some of us for a new car.
All right.
Wow. Elitist wow. Greg strikes once again.
That was just that one car. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it was only 8 years old. By today's standards, that's not old at all.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. And most of the ones we're looking at are older than that. That was just that one because the paint had come off the roof.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the ones we're looking at, a lot of them are a lot older than that. Yes, they are.
Good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. When Greg was talking about having pictures at when an item was new and going to see when something's old, it was also a rental when I went to go look at one. The pictures on the ad were perfect. You get there, there's mold in the carpet. Oh. The carpet has like 8 colors. And I literally bought Lysol wipes to clean the bottom of my shoes.
Ooh.
But what was worse is this. I'm a big person to read the contract. And in the contract, it said that if you sign this, you are responsible for any mold and mildew damage. So if you bought this sight unseen, you know, coming down from up north, and you get there and it's mold, they had you legally on the hook to replace and fix all of that mold. And the dishonesty was what was bugging me.
Wow.
Have a good day.
That is sneaky.
Thanks for alerting people to that.
That's
read
good.
We got to learn to read the fine print. Can't be too trusting.
Mm-mm. The shysters out there.
More with Elitist Greg coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 728. Actually, at 8:05, we're going to talk to our friend Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County. We'll be touching base with him in about 30 minutes. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.